You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. When you're off doing your holiday shopping this year, assuming you still shop in actual stores, you should know there's a little science behind every sale. Stores have whole little bags of tricks to get you to buy things you don't need or even want. And I am not just talking about those 40% off signs. Eleanor Smith wrote a piece about this for The Atlantic called Why You Bought That Ugly Sweater. And she's here now to tell us more. Hi, Eleanor.
Hi.
Okay, Eleanor, so why did I buy that ugly sweater?
Well, for this article, I looked into the research that has been conducted on shopping, and I found that there is a multitude of studies that have looked into how to subtly manipulate shoppers into purchasing merchandise. And then as a result, everything from a store's layout to wall color to a clerk's behavior in a store is often carefully calculated.
And there are some things we know, like that stores price things high with the intention of putting them on sale later. But explain to me how, you know, some of the more counterintuitive things work, like snootiness, for example.
Right. Yeah, that was one very interesting study. It turns out that rude or snotty sales clerks who work at luxury stores actually cause customers with low self-confidence to spend more and in the short term to actually feel more positively toward that brand.
Oh, that's so sad. So basically they get bullied into buying like a Louis Vuitton purse. And then they feel like Louis Vuitton made them better?
Well, I don't know if they get bullied. What the study said is that when someone is rejected by a person who represents a brand that they want to be affiliated with, then purchasing an item from that store or brand makes them feel accepted and actually affirms their self-concept.
I see. So it's a much more subtle sort of peer pressure.
Right.
Tell us some more of these tricks, like the atmospherics, the lighting and music. Tell me about some of that.
Yeah, so atmospherics are the physical characteristics of a retail space that are carefully designed to influence a customer's mood and manipulate the odds that they will make a purchase. So some of those atmospherics are the color of the walls, actually like cool blue-toned interiors are actually much preferred by customers, whereas warmer orange-toned interiors make customers feel less enthusiastic about the merchandise and actually balk at high prices. Mm.
And then talk a little about scents. You said that that can also have an impact?
Sure, yeah. It turns out it's well known that stores that are jammed with merchandise make people feel claustrophobic, while those that are too bare can cause people to feel agoraphobic. And this one study found that stores could counteract a customer's anxiety with the appropriate scent. So a cluttered store might light a seashore-scented candle to evoke spaciousness, or a big box store could make their customers feel cozy by piping in, say, the scent of firewood.
And, I mean, can you quantify how well it works?
Right. Yeah, no, I don't know how many stores actually apply all of these tricks, but the amount of research implies that stores are paying attention.
Eleanor Smith wrote an article for The Atlantic on why you bought that ugly sweater. Eleanor, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.